The Federal Reserve is holding its interest rate steady for the time being.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The Fed announced that in accordance to its statutory mandate to seek maximum employment and price stability, it is going to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 2.25% to 2.5%. This is the Fed overnight lending rate to its members. After 9 increases in the rate, this is the first time that the Fed's non-action is accompanied with all kinds of indications that the next rate change may even be a drop. The economy has shown steady growth and employment growth has been phenomenal, pushing the unemployment rate to the so-called full employment level without, as of yet, having much effect on inflation. Since the end of the recession, unemployment has dropped from 10% to its current 3.6%. And inflation, while showing some increases, is still hovering at around 2%. The Fed cited increasing levels of uncertainty as the main reason for their concern about the economy. They added, plus a potential for future inflationary pressures. It should be noted that the high inflation rates of the 20th century are a lot less likely to happen now. The 21st century global economy is very different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were a lot more stringent trade and currency barriers which significantly reduced the flow of goods and services across borders. Open trade and exchange policies prevent, or at the very least limit, inflation in an individual country, since inflation happens when a lot of money is chasing a few goods. Open trade solves the problem of a few goods when the entire globe is the market. This trend, however, may not last for long if some of these multitude of saber rattlings about tariffs and counter-tariffs actually take hold. The biggest problem with the game of chicken is that it could actually go very badly wrong. And this may not be by design. There are so many moving parts when it comes to confrontations between countries that at times the original intents may become secondary and tangential concerns could cause serious issues. Numerous trade wars took place in the 20th century. The largest one for the U.S. was in the 1930s, slamming tariff on trading partners, resulting in, of course, retaliatory tariffs from them. The same in 2002. Neither of them created anywhere close to the desired results. The new tariffs are also expected to perform as successfully as their predecessors. In this environment, the Fed is now clearly preparing for a worsening of the international relations, which may not only be limited to trade with rising uncertainty, which almost always puts a damper on the economy and creates higher potential for inflation in the months to come. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.